Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Mike Johnson has faced pushback in his own party after reaching a budget agreement with Democrats. Johnson is not backing down.
We achieved a strong top-line agreement that allows our Appropriations Committee and all those who work on this to complete the appropriations process. It's an important part of keeping the government running.
Government funding runs out a week from today for about 20% of the federal government, while the rest of the government is funded only through February 2nd. The Treasury Department announced it imposed sanctions on two firms in Hong Kong and the United Arab Emirates for allegedly shipping Iranian commodities on behalf of an Iran-based Houthi financial facilitator. It comes after American and British strikes against Houthis in Yemen in response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The government oversight of Boeing is intensifying. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The FAA is going to keep a closer eye on Boeing after that panel blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. The latest in a string of problems for Boeing's 737 MAX 9 aircraft. The FAA will increase oversight of the company and audit the 737 MAX 9 production line, as well as the company's parts suppliers, to check on quality procedures. This comes just a day after the FAA announced an investigation into whether Boeing failed to make sure that the panel that flew off the Alaska Airlines jet was safe. The plane had to make an emergency landing, but fortunately nobody was said to be seriously hurt. Earlier this week, Boeing's CEO said the company is acknowledging its mistake, and he said this can never happen again. I'm Rita Foley.
Japan launched a rocket carrying a government intelligence-gathering satellite on a mission to watch movements at military sites in North Korea and improve responses to natural disasters. Republicans say President Biden's plan to start canceling student loans for some borrowers in February is an attempt to win voters ahead of the presidential election. This is AP News. Israel's opening argument has started at the International Court against South Africa's claim of genocide in Gaza. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
Israel strongly denies the claim, with a lawyer in the International Court of Justice courtroom, Tal Becker, saying people are misinterpreting the term genocide.
The attempt to weaponize the term genocide against Israel in the present context does more than tell the court a grossly distorted story. And it does more than empty the word of its unique force and special meaning.
Although the case is likely to take years to resolve, South Africa's asking the ICJ to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Sources tell the AP Gerard Mayo will soon be the new coach of the New England Patriots. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Fuller's Milker Center, Lancaster and Richland Center is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Claire Bank of Southwest Wisconsin is there when you need help. Talk to a friendly loan officer at a Claire Bank near you. Online banking available too. Stop in or visit clairebank.com. Claire Bank has locations in Muscadet, Boscobel, Fenimore, Montford, Keeler, Shellsburg, Bloomington, and Platteville to serve you better. We Can Do That is more than just a slogan. It's the way business is done at Claire Bank of Southwest Wisconsin. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A winter storm warning in effect until noon Saturday for a total of up to 8 inches late this afternoon. 2 to 4 inches of snow possible tonight and another inch tomorrow, making total storm accumulations between 8 and 13 inches of snow. 21 for a high Saturday, Sunday's high just 2. Wind continues to pick up to 10 miles per hour, blowing around that light snow. We're at 30 degrees. Also from the National Weather Service, a blizzard warning has been issued for parts of Grant County, the Platteville area, and a line all the way across Wisconsin Rapids, kind of in that line downward. But a blizzard warning has been issued from 5 this afternoon until midnight tonight. Heavy snow, additional snow in that area of 5 to 9 inches and winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. That affecting Clayton County, Iowa, and also parts of Grant County today. So here's a look at some things in the community not going on today. First of all, the City Municipal Building and the Community and Senior Center are closed today. All the Richland County Senior Meal Sites and home-delivered meals are canceled, as they are in Grant and Sauk counties as well. Vernon County Health Department is working in a virtual capacity. Urgent calls should contact 608-637-5251 or email health@vernoncounty.org. Simon's Recreation Complex is now closed until Sunday. Spring Green Food Pantry will not be open. Brewer Public Library is closed. The Muscadet Public Library will not be open. The Village of Muscadet has issued a snow emergency. This means no parking on any village streets. Friday evening, continuing until Saturday morning at 10, optional places to park include at the laundromat, swimming pool, and the parking lot at Riverside Park by the bathhouse boat landing. Garbage collection in the Village of Muscadet is canceled for all customers. They will collect next Friday. The City of Richland Center is under a snow emergency this weekend. Vehicles must be removed from city streets between midnight Saturday morning and 7 a.m. Sunday. All vehicles must be removed from city streets and highways. Overnight, off-street parking will be available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots. They include the lot south of the fire department, south of the city auditorium, the lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, the parking lot on South Jefferson Street, east of Quick Trip, the lot south of Toasty Toes and Nails. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, the City Hall parking lot, and the lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. Richland County government offices are closed. Normal operations will resume at 7:30 on Tuesday. They are not open Monday because of Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So, again, reminder, Richland County government offices are closed today. All emergency services and highway department operations will continue through the storm. The National Weather Service advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised unless absolutely necessary. In the business community, ET Foods is closed. Added Touch will be closing at 3 today. The Family Thrift Shop will not be open. Creative Outlet is closed today and tomorrow. Richland Family Prescription Center will be open. Paul is the only staff member working, and there will be no home deliveries. Community First Bank branches will be closing as of 3 today, and Community First Bank closed on Saturday. Williams and Pierce Family Dental will be closing at 1:30. Robin's Nest is closed today and tomorrow as well. Also for Saturday, junior bowling at the Phoenix Center will not happen. Richland Center's Seventh-day Adventist Church will not be meeting tomorrow, and the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. Those are the latest that we have. Oh, just handed to me here. Computer Doctors will be closing today at noon.
100.9 WRCO.
They ought to run your picture in a magazine, 'cause you're the hardest working woman I've ever seen. If we weren't sinking in a river of debt, I'd say quit that job and let them do it themselves. I know we're depending on every dime, but I'm tired of you working that. Up to me, they're just taking advantage of your loyalty. Everybody likes a little time and a half, but we both know you're worth more than that.
Sammy Kershaw, you're taking off for the National Working Women's Holiday today, but maybe you're taking off work to go shovel snow, whatever the case might be. Stay with us. We have movie trivia later this hour.
Came in last night about 10:30. Woman of mine wouldn't let me in. Said, moving on over. Rocking on. She told me not to mess around. I done let the deal go down. Moving on over, sliding on over. Move over nice, dog, cause me no dog's moving in. She changed the locks on my back.
Turn on you and turn on me. We both know our hands ain't clean. secrets by the dozen. You know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth. It's dirt on you, it's dirt on me.
Phil Lee with you on this inclement Friday. I finally ventured out of my warm perch here to make it. I hadn't been out to check the snowfall amount for a while because, well, we've been kind of busy. So I just went out to check, and a pretty solid 5.5 inches so far here at the WRCO studios. 5.5 inches. You know, it began just as I was kind of opening the garage door this morning. It was just kind of starting there in Sextonville, so about 4 o'clock or so, and here we are. And maybe about halfway there, I don't know. the way it's coming in, the radar doesn't really show a real pretty picture either. And again, just issued about a half hour ago, a blizzard warning for parts of Grant County. That includes the city of Platteville.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson-Boscobel today.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center. Or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach Andrea Newkirk and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
We'll have a news, weather, and sports update count up for you in just a little bit. But we have a 4-minute escape here with Jimmy Buffett going to a warmer spot.
Nibbling on sponge cake,
watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away. There's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for
Donahue with an AP News Minute. More than a dozen sites were hit by the U.S. and Britain on Houthi rebel targets.
The military targets included air defense and coastal radar sites, drone and missile storage, and launching locations. President Joe Biden says the strikes are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's ceaseless attacks on the Red Sea. The strikes on the Houthi targets mark the first U.S. military response to what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. A high-ranking Houthi official has vowed that there will be retaliation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty against Peyton Gendron, a white supremacist who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. He's already serving a life sentence to state charges of murder and hate-motivated domestic terrorism in the 2022 attack. I'm Ed Donahue.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school events called off for tonight and also tomorrow's Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational, which several teams from the area were to attend. That has been canceled as well, along with the Hall of Honor Day. They were honoring Ithaca Weston wrestlers on Saturday, and that will be postponed for another day. The Bucks dominated the Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics by such a margin. The visitors began the second half with their bench players. Milwaukee led by 43 at one point of the game and finished with an emphatic 135-102 victory. Coach Adrian Griffin's previously struggling squad never trailed. Bobby Portis led the way with 28 points and a dozen rebounds. With the win, Milwaukee trails Boston by three games in the standings. Golden State will visit Fiserv Forum coming up on Saturday night. Well, the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. In fact, two games tomorrow on that channel. Coach Greg Gard's Badgers are a 10-point favorite to beat Northwestern in a Big Ten Conference game. Tip-off time 11 a.m. from the Kohl Center. Pre-game time 10 o'clock on the radio. Wisconsin has won five games in a row, boosting the team's overall record to 12-3. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Is a person ever too old to learn something new? Not at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Greetings, this is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Every day my staff and I learn new things from our residents. They teach us compassion, acceptance, resilience, and fortitude. Our residents endured the Great Depression and the Second World War. They teach us patience, sacrifice, and compassion. Our residents belong to the greatest generation of Americans. They are our heroes and inspiration. They help us maintain a habit of excellence and caregiving. They are the wind beneath our wings. No, it's never too old to keep learning. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 875 West High Drive, 647-8205.
There's always family.
The new forecast calling for that possible 6 to 10 inches of snow by late today. Additionally, another 2 to 4 possibly tonight. A low of 18 this evening and then tomorrow 21 with these total storm accumulations in that 8 to 13 inch mark. Right now we're at 5.5 and building 5.5 inches of snow at the WRCO radio studios. A news update sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here. Going on today or not going on and closed. We'll check that department right now. Simon's Recreation Complex is closed until Sunday. Also, the Brewer Public Library and the Muscadet Library are closed. Village of Muscadet with a snow emergency today. That means no parking on any village streets tonight, continuing until tomorrow morning at 10. And the City of Richland Center's snow emergency is this weekend. That's through Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. Garbage collection in the Village of Muscadet is canceled for all customers. They will collect next Friday instead. Richland County government offices are closed. Normal operations will resume at 7:30 on Tuesday. All emergency services and highway department operations will continue through the storm. Business closings, E.T. Foods will not be open. Added Touch will be closing at 3. Family Thrift Shop is closed today. Creative Outlet is closed today and tomorrow. Richland Family Prescription Center is open. Paul is the only staff member there. There are no home deliveries. Community First Bank branches will be closing at 3, and they will be closed Saturday. Williams and Pierce Family Dental will be closing at 1:30. Robin's Nest is closed today and tomorrow. Computer Doctors will close at noon. Junior Bowling at the Phoenix Center is called off for tomorrow. Richland Center's Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet Saturday. And as we mentioned, the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament is called off for tomorrow. The National Weather Service is advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised unless absolutely necessary. Community Calendar on a Friday is sponsored by TKS with its famous Friday Fish Fry. Bloom City will not have property tax collection in person this week. The Bloom City Recycling Center will be closed on Saturday. Coffee Talk, sponsored by Friends of Blue River, will be held on Saturday from 8 to 10 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. All are welcome. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee will host its 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday at the Phoenix Center. Two shifts available, 11 and 2. The cost is $15 per person. The day will include prizes, door prizes, and a 50-50 raffle along with a bake sale. Sign up in advance at the Phoenix Center or the day of the event. The Richland Center landfill will be closed Monday to observe the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And Avoca and Rural EMS will host a spaghetti supper Monday from 4:30 until 8 or until gone at the Avoca Village Hall. The meal, which includes all you can eat, spaghetti with meat sauce or marinara sauce, side salad, garlic toast, dessert, and drink, is $10 or $5 for children 7 and under. Those reminders from our community calendar today.
Today is the day. It's Friday Fish Day at Triangle Quick Stop. Delicious fish served hot and fresh all day. TKS also serves Chester fried chicken and potatoes daily, plus noon specials Monday through Thursday. Pick up Piccadilly pizza, breakfast sandwiches, muffins, cookies, donuts, bread, buns, milk, pop, beer, and snacks too. Open 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. TKS, your 24-hour mobile fuel center, Richland Center.
31 with some snow and blowing continuing here at WRCO Radio. When I go outside, I need to wear that bright blaze orange stocking cap because my gray hair blends in with the snow. If I get lost out there, they won't find me. We have another closing for a business. Kickapoo Creekside will be closed tonight because of weather. Coming up, Tony's tough trivia question. That's straight ahead on WRCO, and this is Scotty McCrary.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. Solo in the cab of my truck.
my truck.
Tony Johnson from Center Cinema Twins is our guest. I'm guessing the outdoor is closed for tonight, Tony.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. We'd probably need a couple plows. But,
oh, yeah. What about the indoor?
The indoor is actually going to be closed on Friday. We are posting on our Facebook and our website that it's going to be closed just because of the impending weather. But we'll be open on Saturday and Sunday. And so we're super excited because we have Aquaman 2 and we have Mean Girls. And so it should be some really great movie watching and a great way to get out of the inclement weather.
Those two movies are really getting some good acclaim, aren't they?
Yeah, Mean Girls is going to be probably the belle of the ball. And Warner Brothers put out Aquaman 2 and it's done really, really well for a superhero movie. And so we're excited and... we have a great January, and then we get into a great February also with some good stuff.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Anything else you'd like to highlight in January here, Tony?
Oh, I want to highlight that we're going to show Priscilla. I've kind of mentioned that before. And working with you to have some maybe some Elvis trivia to get some free passes to the Priscilla movie.
Wonderful. Yeah, we look forward to that and those giveaways. And then what about Tony's tough trivia question that can win someone a prize right now?
All right. Jenna Fisher is in the cast of the new Mean Girls. And she played a role as a receptionist, maybe in a sitcom about a workplace. Her boyfriend was named Jim. And maybe it wasn't the first iteration of this sitcom. Very popular. But maybe it was the first iteration was created by someone in another country and also may have had something to do with the Golden Globes. Who is that person, that co-creator of this show with Jenna Fisher on and the boyfriend was named Jim?
Co-creator of the show that also hosted the Academy Awards sometimes. So very good. That's a tough one. Tony, you have a good weekend and keep the snow shovel handy, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Phil. Thanks again.
Tony Johnson joining us from Center Cinema Twins, 608-647-4155. If you have an answer, if you'd like to try the trivia question today. All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
Here are more tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society for keeping your pets safe in cold weather. First, pets often seek warmth under parked cars and under hoods, so be sure to check for pets under and around vehicles. Also, antifreeze is poisonous to pets, so thoroughly clean up any spills and keep pets away from both antifreeze and standing water near antifreeze spills. Finally, after your pet has been outdoors, rinse its paws with warm water and check between its toes for salt and ice particles. Do everything you can to keep both yourself and your pets winter safe. And listen for more cold weather tips for pets next week. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. We have ourselves a winner. Congratulations to Marty Brewer, the winner of trivia. The correct answer, Ricky Gervais. That's right. He has hosted the Academy Awards before and the original, one of the co-creators of The Office, the version that was made in England. He even made a cameo at least once or maybe a couple of times on the American version of The Office. There's one classic scene where he comes out of the elevator and Steve Carell's character, Michael Scott, comes walking in and they kind of make eye contact and small conversation. That's all that you see him. But pretty cool stuff there. Ricky Gervais, the correct answer. And Marty wins a great prize from Center Cinema Twins. They have some great movies coming up. But again, they're not going to be showing a movie tonight. Everybody should stay home. It sounds like that's what they're recommending anyway. And going to be some wicked weather there. Unprecedented. This kind of reminds me of some old-fashioned. Of course, things when you're growing up, it always seemed like we had snows like this at least every winter. It's been a while since we've had them, and especially I think it's really been a while since we've had 2 in 1 week, right? This is Billy Currington.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine? Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find them to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay? way up to the sun. Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7, come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me? To the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city. Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just lay low. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out two rainbows. Find them to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down? Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. We can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now. Just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
Turbos in Hub City will not be open tonight. Some businesses closing early today, including Citizens First Bank at 1 o'clock, Computer Doctors at noon. Kickapoo Creekside will be closed tonight. Robin's Nest is closed today and tomorrow. Williams and Pierce Family Dental will be closing as of 1:30. Community First Bank branches is closing at 3 today. A reminder that Creative Outlet is closed Friday and Saturday. Family Thrift Shop is closed today. At a Touch will be closing at 3. And ET Foods closed today. That takes us through the business community. Sports-wise, looks like the Badger hockey team will be playing Lindenwood tonight. Lindenwood is at the hotel across the street from the Kohl Center, so it sounds like that will happen. And it's fitting they play hockey, right? Luckily, it's not outdoors. It'd be hard to see the puck, right? Anyway, here's Diamond Rio.
Mama thinks I'm lazy. Your daddy runs down my name. Said you love me, come sunshine or come rain. Well, I hold you to Julie, don't you fret how. This story has a happy ending, even though for now this Romeo ain't got Julie. I love you so. But this Romeo ain't got to leave. Just meet me round the old man's barn about 10 o'clock tonight. I'll have my Chevy humming and take you for a ride. Roll the dog, the big old barn, make sure the bags are packed. We're headed for the silver moon, baby. Never come back. This Romeo ain't got Juliet. I love you so. You can't bet. I'm far
regret, but this Romeo ain't got to leave.
This is Phil Neon. I hope you have a great day. Stay safe, everyone. We appreciate you listening to WRC Radio. I'm going to go get snowbound with an old bear fan. And we better play a little John Denver after that. Here we go.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.